With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Ellie Dove. This weekend, protesters gathered throughout the Roaring Fork Valley to call attention to police violence and systematic racism. In Aspen on Saturday, hundreds of peaceful protesters gathered in Wagner Park and marched through the rainy streets in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement. The protest was organized by local Aspen Santa Fe ballet dancer Janelle Figgins.
Thank you guys for coming out, and I also want to challenge your comfort. I want to say, what took you so long to realize this was happening? What took you so long to wake up?
Among the crowd were parents and students, local police officers, and volunteer firefighters.
My name is Nikita Donnelly, and I came here to join my community in amplifying the voices of Black people around the world, oppressed people around the world, and people who are just sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Later that evening in Carbondale, about 150 protesters gathered in the park at 4th and Main Street in downtown and kneeled in a circle for 20 minutes in silence. The group marched for over an hour around town. April Crow Spaulding is one of the event organizers.
That is my own personal part of my heart that brought me out here. I'm appalled by what our country is doing right now. This is not our America. This is not my America. This is not how it should be.
Protests continued in Aspen and Basalt on Sunday. Mountain Family Health Center sent a letter this week discussing how racism affects health after the death of George Floyd sparked protests across the country and in the Roaring Fork Valley.
Community health centers came out in 1960s War on Poverty and the Civil Rights era. Our foremothers and forefathers were created in large part to start to tackle racial injustice.
That's Ross Brooks, CEO of Mountain Family Health Centers. He says the center's work to tackle inequalities minorities in the valley face when it comes to healthcare.
The Hispanic community has higher rates of diabetes, worse maternal health outcomes, worse mental health outcomes, and much higher rates of being uninsured.
Brooks says minority voices must be represented to make change.
The Mountain Family Board looks like our communities look like. So the Mountain Family Board is 50% Hispanic and 50% non-Hispanic.
Brooks says that's one way other local organizations can elevate people of color to leadership positions in the Valley. Colorado state primary ballots are being mailed starting today. Voters will choose candidates to compete in the November general election for the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives, as well as county commissioner races in Pickens, Garfield, and Eagle counties. Voters registered as Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, or unaffiliated can participate. Unaffiliated voters will receive both Democratic and Republican ballots, but may only return one. Sample ballots and additional election information may be found on county clerk websites for Pickens, Eagle, and Garfield counties. Voters can register to vote and update their voter registration at govotecolorado.gov. Ballots are due June 30th. As protests against police brutality continue around the nation, Colorado Democratic lawmakers are advancing a bill they say will prevent deadly encounters with the police. Scott Franz has more.
The bill would ban chokeholds during arrests and require all police officers to use body cameras. It would also prevent departments from hiring officers with a history of violent crime or inappropriate use of force. A Senate committee advanced the bill this week after hundreds of protesters marched around the Capitol building chanting Black Lives Matter. Democratic Senator Rhonda Fields of Aurora is sponsoring the police reforms.
Nobody should have to die in the custody or in the hands of police.
Republicans on the committee opposed the bill after some law enforcement agencies came out against some of the changes. The full Senate is expected to debate the measure next week. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
President Trump wants to fast-track economic development projects. With that in mind, he just signed an executive order allowing federal agencies to work around environmental regulations. The Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick reports.
Take the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA. That law requires any major infrastructure, energy, or natural resource project to undergo environmental impact assessments. Working around that law to get people back to work doesn't sit well with Patrick Donnelly. He's the Nevada State Director for the nonprofit Center for Biological Diversity.
That's the bedrock of environmental law. That's how we protect clean drinking water and clean air and wildlife and the climate. Without those analyses, industry is just free to do whatever they want.
Industry counters that they are eligible for exclusions to the law during times of emergency. They say the order is just an encouragement from the president to use those emergency powers. Over the next month, agencies will submit a list of priority projects to administration officials for approval under this order. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
And I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.